Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX Living. Hello and thanks for joining me on Being Green. I'm Glynis Crook. I was digging through a cupboard earlier this week looking for something and came across a few containers of No Flush and Lumi foam layer. Now, it reminded me of that time in 2017, 2018 when they were like hen's teeth in the shops as all of us here in the Cape were dealing with day zero. We had a good day of rain earlier this week, but the Western Cape's Department of Water and Sanitation has urged us to be more cautious in our water usage. I'm joined now by Dr. Peter Johnston, a climate scientist at UCT's Climate Systems Analysis Group, who I know keeps an eye on these things. Peter, thanks for joining us on the program again. Tell me first, what are our dam levels looking like and how does this compare to previous years?
Okay, so our dam levels are looking quite safe. We're probably pretty much at where we would want to be at this time of the year, pretty much in line with certainly the last 5 years. Slightly below 2022 levels, but pretty much the same as anything else in the last 5 years. So there's not a huge cause for concern, but one must remember that the dam capacity is static. It hasn't increased, and certainly our population, our usage has been increasing. So while I can say we're pretty much at average, it's not a reason to be complacent.
When I found those tins in my cupboard this week, it just reminded me, it feels like our day zero habits are very long forgotten, and this worries me.
Yeah, that's normal behavior, Glynis. So what we talk about a hydroillogical cycle instead of a hydrological cycle, which means when there's a water scarcity, everyone panics and everyone is very aware of the amount of water that they use. And the worse the drought gets, the more people talk about it and the more disciplined people get. But as soon as it rains, the kind of extreme measures get thrown out the window. And that's fine to some respect. I mean, you want to live a normal life and go back to living life as it is and have a swimming pool and water your garden. But I think what we tend to forget is that there is still a stressful demand on our water levels. We've got hot summers, we've got windy summers. Our dam amount, our dam capacity is static. It's not increasing. We are trying to find other ways of collecting water. But we must understand that we need to be disciplined all the time. We have to save water while we have it, is a saying that we like to use. So if I had to implore people to use less water, I'd say they should focus on wasting less. Fix the dripping taps. Don't flush excessively. Be frugal in the shower. And generally, just look after your water usage. It benefits everybody because you save the amount of money you're spending on your water, and it puts less pressure on the city to introduce water restrictions.
As you say, we tend to have forgotten. We've already got electricity restrictions or load shedding, which is a burden for us. But we must remember that we are, in actual fact, a water-scarce country.
We are indeed. And, you know, when we look at Cape Town's usage, we're probably a little more fortunate than some of the other cities because we've got our very own water supply, which we can manage. Many of the other cities depend on rainfall in Lesotho, for example, or in water into the Orange River that they can extract, or their own catchment areas. Generally speaking, South Africa is regarded as a below-average rainfall country. Much of our landscape is used for agriculture. Only about 12% is arable and used for crops, and of that, only about 10 to 15% is irrigated. But we use the water as we have been doing in sort of the long-term average. So our systems, our agricultural systems, our cities have all been designed to cope with long-term average rainfall. And if that is changing, and we're seeing it is becoming certainly more variable, the projections for the future are very unclear and uncertain. But there are certainly, from a global point of view, our sort of latitudinal position is suggesting that we may get less rainfall overall. But even if we get the same rainfall, the temperatures are definitely increasing. And with increasing temperatures comes increasing evaporation and increasing demand for water. So that is the one thing that we're very, very certain of, that we are going to be wanting to use more water going into the future, not just because the population is increasing, but because it's going to get hotter and we're going to need more water. So that's an alarm bell for everybody. So the advice is, be aware that water is scarce. Water is not something that we can waste, and very much concentrate on how we can solve that problem in our own household, and then, of course, support the city in their attempts.
You were saying earlier to me that the usage has reached the worst case scenario of 2015.
Yeah, so I've got graphs here that go back to 2015, and in summer 2015, we're using almost 1,100 million litres a day. That was very, very high. And then as soon as we put in water restrictions during the start of the drought, this dropped right down to 500. So we were using less than half of the water that we used in 2015. And then in 2023 and in this year, sort of the end of February, the 1st of March, we breached that 1,000 megalitre day level again. That has come down a little because we had a very dry December and January. February we had some rain, and we just had some rainfall now. So the level is a little lower now, but it's still hanging around that 1,000. And it really shouldn't be. The city aims to look at, you know, less than 800 is what we should be using. So, yeah, we are up in the dangerous area. Clearly, with the rains, if and when the rains come, the reduction of water usage comes in, and we follow the sort of seasonal cycle. But we are right up to where we were before. So it seems like we haven't learned the lessons of long-term and regular savings.
So a stark reminder there to cut back on that water usage. And as Peter said, remember, don't waste water. Thanks to climate scientist Dr. Peter Johnston. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of RE/MAX Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, RE/MAX Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, RE/MAX Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. RE/MAX, the leaders in real estate.